Tommy, a disappointing afternoon. Where did it go wrong for the Cherries?
I just thought we was very naive, really. I thought up until 70 minutes, until the third goal, we was right in the game. Third goal was deeply disappointing because we were still on top and pushing for that equaliser. Actually get a free kick and we give it away far too easily. But I think I think we was back to ourselves first half, especially well in the game. But for our hard work and endeavour, we was a little bit too naive today, and the four goals were disappointing.
Half time very much did come at the wrong time, especially after your goal and getting back into the game.
Yeah, but then I felt we started quite well second half. We were just starting to get on top again. We were just starting to have chances. We rode a little bit of a wave that Chelsea come with, which is to be expected when you're playing against such good players. And as I say, just to concede that third goal was a real sucker punch.
And from a defensive point of view, your thoughts on the Chelsea goals?
I just thought where we was putting so much into our attacking play, we was emptying the pitch far too quickly. And I think that the first goal is a perfect example. Probably a little bit, everyone was a little bit excited and we was all like on the front foot. Probably too many of us. We needed one or two just to take a backward step and just to secure that middle of the pitch, because the pace that they can break with it can be very dangerous, as we felt today.
Plenty of positives for you though to take from that game, going toe to toe with Chelsea as well, large parts of the match.
Yeah, plenty to learn from as well. I think the first half is a major positive, back to our old selves, something that's been missing in the last 2-3 weeks. Except the Villa game, but you know, we've got to learn from these. We're playing against good players and we can't give them as much time and as much space as we have today.
And your goal, I know it counts for little obviously in terms of the result, but given it's been such a frustrating season for yourself to get on the score sheet, a pleasing afternoon personally.
Yeah, I mean, no afternoon when you've conceded four is going to be pleasing, but that small moment just before half time to get back into the game was a satisfactory moment. As I say, it counts for nothing.
Looking ahead now, those last few games, and obviously it would have been 3 points to secure that mathematical safety today, but it didn't come. How do you look at those last few matches now?
A big opportunity, obviously. We still need one or 3 points to mathematically make it sure. Gaffer spoke a lot about how we're in a little bit of a false sense of security at the moment. We're not entirely safe, but it's hard to not get involved with the media saying you are safe. And I think we've seen in the past weeks, everyone's just been a 1 or 2% off. And when you're off at this level, you're going to get hurt. But I thought today, first half, up until 70 minutes, we was all back to where we need to be, and we can take confidence from that going forward.
How tough is it to ignore everything that's going on, like you just said, the media, and put that to one side almost, that you do still need those 3 points?
Well, it only takes one or two at this level to sort of take notice of that, and if they're not quite on it, it affects the whole team. So it is hard. As you say, there's so much coverage in this league. It's hard not to get involved in it, but we need to put that to one side. And if it's not just about being safe, it's about setting down markers for next season and all finishing the season on a high.
And just finally, one other positive point from the game, a double substitution with Callum Wilson and Ekafobi coming on. It seemed to really lift the cloud and the side for a little while as well. And I'm sure supporters have been waiting some time to see that partnership. How pleasing for you to see them both on the pitch together and fit?
Yeah, I mean, Callum especially, been out so long, and to see him getting more minutes every week is really pleasing. But I think when you're involved in that game and you're trying to fight to get back on level terms, and you see two players of that quality coming on, it gives everybody a lift. I thought Callum and Grabs and Josh were very good again at for 70 minutes of the game. But as you say, when you've got players like that coming on to replace them, it gives everybody a lift.